This is Madison Andrews. I am a senior at Staples High School, and I am co-hosting the podcast today with Marina Engler, who is a junior at Staples. Currently, our high school is closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, so we are here to discuss how quarantine has affected different grades. In order to get perspectives from all 4 years of high school, we have interviews from a senior, junior, sophomore, and freshman. Let's meet our interviewees.
Hi, I'm Carly Curran, and I'm in 10th grade at Staples.
Jake Baker. Freshman.
So the first question for this podcast is online learning making school harder or easier for you, and why or why not?
Online school has been kind of more difficult, but also easier in a way. I think it just depends on the class that you're in. Like for some classes, the workload is definitely a lot less than it would be if it was normal school. But for some other classes, I feel like teachers just feel the need to give busy work that's not always relevant or helping us, so just kind of more work added on.
So I feel that online school is making school easier for me because of workload. I have 4 classes and we have all day to do that work, so I feel a lot less stressed about having to get my work in on time and stuff like that. If you are having trouble in a class or like you don't understand a unit, it is a bit tough to reach your teachers.
Most classes, it's easier because they know they can't assign super hard work.
Overall, I think that online learning is a lot easier than being actually in school, but I also think that it is harder to grasp certain concepts such like math and science that are a little bit more challenging to understand. The next question is, what do you miss most about not going to school?
Just being able to see my friends and my teachers. You definitely can tell it's much harder to learn on your own.
It's just seeing everyone and seeing my friends.
I definitely miss seeing my friends every day at school, and I also miss the teachers. So the next question is, are you upset that you're missing anything while in quarantine?
One thing that I'm really upset about missing was definitely the junior prom. I think that would have been a lot of fun. You only get 4 dances in high school, and it's kind of upsetting that we have to miss one of them.
As a 10th grader, the sophomores don't have a big dance or grade-wide event that is being canceled, so that's better.
Like, just like the end of freshman year, but like, I feel like you don't really miss that much in freshman year.
As a senior, I'm upset that I will be missing senior prom. It's the last dance that our grade would be having together as a class. And I'm also upset about missing graduation, as it's something that I've been looking forward to since my entire time here in Westport Public Schools. The next question is, what are some events that you are not going to be able to go to / got canceled because of corona?
I know a lot of juniors are kind of stressed about right now is just standardized testing and like the ACT and SAT, just because the college process now for us is kind of so uncertain.
Well, I was in the Staples Players production of Seussical, and that was canceled. I was supposed to be in the upcoming One Act Festival, which I was super excited about, but that's now canceled.
My hockey banquet and Spring League hockey.
One of the events that got canceled for me was a concert that my friends and I were going to go to in May. So our final question is, what do you like most about being stuck at home?
I think the thing I like most about quarantine and being stuck at home is just having the time for myself to do things that I really enjoy and kind of don't really have much time to do during the school year.
Being able to have a lot of time to like play games and do more things that you like that you don't usually have time for.
I get to sleep in.
What I like most about this quarantine is really sort of relaxing and hanging out with my family. As we can see, different grades have been affected by the pandemic in various ways, but there are bright spots to relaxing and staying at home. So that is the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it, and we hope you enjoyed.